But Bill's going to share a little. That's okay. You don't mind? He's going to share because he came up to me right after the service and he said, you know, this is how we lived, being unstable and unlearned and perverting and twisting. And so he actually wanted to write something to put in the bulletins, which he normally does. For those of you that get the bulletins regularly, that little stuff you read in there, that's the mastermind here himself. But anyway, his stuff. And so I told him, I said, you know what? You don't need to write this. You need to share this. Because this goes right on the heels of what we're talking about here in Peter and the danger that exists when we begin to compromise the truth, or that we won't allow the truth to do what the truth is intended to do, and that is to bring conviction and to bring us to reality, to bring light into the darkness. And so I'm going to go ahead and let Bill share with you guys, and then I'll be back up here in a little while, and he's going to share a little bit about some of his experience, all right? So God bless you, Bill.
Go for it, dude.
Thank you.
Hey, don't worry about drooling. I do it all the time.
Well, I was going to try to mimic Rick a little bit there, you know, and give the but then I realized that years ago when I did that, the muscle used to be on top, and now it's kind of swinging down here. So times have changed. Some people have it and some don't, Rick. Actually, I'm the guilty guy for writing those Something to Think About. And when I wrote this one that you see in your bulletin today, I always have Ruth check over what I read and write so that she can do any editing that needs to be done and make sure I'm not preaching heresy and whatever. And when I showed her this one, she said, what you wrote, I guess, is pretty good, but are you sure you want to share some personal things like that with the church? You're going to find out what you're like. and because of that, well, that's when I went to see Rick last Sunday, and I said, Rick, you know, I need to pick your brain. Should I write this or shouldn't I? And he said, not only is it good to write it, he said, but you need to share it. And that's like he said just now, to share with you people, not to elicit any sympathy from your part, saying, oh, you poor dear, look what you went through. But to make sure that you understand what we went through, the same thing could have happened to you. Thankfully, well, I don't know. Everyone has their own story. This is my story. Maybe you haven't gone through the legalism and the looking at the scriptures the way that we did for so long. Totally, totally incorrect and totally lost. So I hope that you never went through that. But the purpose of this is to show you that it's important for you to understand the scriptures so that you don't. And when you're involved with a cult for so many years, we were in the in a particular cult. I'll get into that in a little while. For 35 years, actually, we were part of it from 1962 until we finally left in 99. But for the last 2 years, like Ruth often mentions, we went in with our bodies but not with our minds. But because I was an elder in the particular church, I felt obligated to be there to lead the people in the direction that God was directing me, and that is in typical evangelical perspective, which we did not have. And of course, I did not find much reception in teaching that kind of a doctrine. Even the pastor, when I talked with him, he said, I am happy with the way things are right now. He wasn't about to change to the degree that I was changing. So then I realized I'm wasting my time here. I've got to go someplace where I can worship God and to be fed the truth of God. So anyway, that's the reason why I wrote this little bit. So you see a little bit of a personal experience as you read your bulletin here about the flashbacks of guilt and regret that you have. And yes, I know that I've been forgiven, even as you know academically that you've been forgiven, but nevertheless, once in a while, you get these flashbacks that come back that bring up that guilt and regret. And in this particular case, you know, the hypocrisy and the self-righteousness and the legalism and the judgmentalism that goes along with a cultic group is a horrendous thing. But like I showed in that little devotional there, that even the Apostle Paul, after he was over 20 years in the ministry, he still would think back periodically and all of the persecution that he caused upon the Christians, bringing them to prison, bringing about their deaths. And he had a little bit of guilt. He had a little bit of regret, even though he knew that he was forgiven. Nevertheless, he was still sorry for the things that he did. And he said in there, I did not know what I was doing. And that's the way it was with me. That's the way it was with Ruth. So I would like to share some of the things that that Ruth and I experienced. And before we get into that, let's pray. Father in heaven, our amazing, great, and wonderful God, I just pray, Father, for two specific points at this particular time. One is that you will guide and direct the things that I'm going to say, because I have a very difficult time putting two words together and having them make sense. And the other thing, Father, is to impress upon the people's minds that are hearing me today so that they don't find themselves in the same situation, so that they can be encouraged to read the Scriptures too. So we look to you for your help and for your guidance, and Father, for your continual love and compassion you've shown for us. And we pray and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as Pastor Rick said, what he spoke of finishing off 2 Peter last week really fit in with what Ruth and I have experienced. In fact, he even pointed us out that one little minute. He didn't spend much time on it, but he said, you know, Bill and Ruth can understand what we're going through, and surely we can. We lived it for over 35 years. And as I was getting notes here together, preparing for what I was going to say to you today, we start reliving all of these things again. And you think, man, did I do those things? Was that my mindset? You know, how awful. And yet that's the way we were. So I would like to remind you of a couple of things. If you turn to the second book of Peter, there's a couple of points I want to bring out to you. And the first couple of points is right there in chapter 1 of 2 Peter, rather. And you'll notice, as you get down to verse 12, Peter says, "Therefore I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things," of what he's been talking about there. Then in verse 13 he says, "Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent," in other words, in this physical body, "to stir you up by reminding you." Okay, Peter, that's twice. Then down in verse 15, "Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease." So Peter is mentioning three times. Now, when the Holy Spirit wants you to get a message, he will often repeat himself, just like moms and dads, you know, when they want to make sure the kids get the point, they'll repeat themselves a couple of times. God is doing it here three times in a row. Then over in chapter 3, "Beloved," in verse 1 there, "I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of a reminder." And then down in verse 5, "For this they will willfully forget." So Peter is mentioning here five different times in this book that he is going to remind us of certain things and not going to let up. And that's what I want to do to you today, is to remind you of what we went through and things that you maybe have gone through as well. But if you haven't, we don't want you.